28 degrees right now in Grand Rapids, 25 in Bemidji, 28 in Brainerd, Ely at 28, and Aiken at 28. And we are expecting our high temperatures today, not much more than that, up to 33. But winds out of the west, 20 to 30, gusting up to 40 for today. Lows overnight, 11 to 18, and tomorrow, 30 to 34.
It will warm up. We are actually experiencing a pretty warm spring. We're running ahead on most of our observations. So it's going to change. Things will, you know, the buds will just stop. They won't drag themselves out too far, but it will continue. Believe me, it's coming.
And this is more opportunity for in the sugar bush, isn't it? As we get these temperatures cool overnight and
absolutely
warmer.
There'll be people who will still be gathering some sap, I'm sure of it.
We're member-supported radio in northern Minnesota. I'm Heidi Holton, along with John Latimer. My favorite time of year when it comes to phenology. So much going on. Even though we've only got a couple of student reports because I think they are on spring break, but they are phenomenal. People are going to love them today.
Yeah. They are good. I'm digging through. I've got a few emails that people have sent me as well, so we'll have some things to talk about. But I think we should start off with the showstoppers. I think we should probably start with our new old stars. the second graders from Hill City, Diana Magner's class down in Hill City. Diana has been with me as a teacher using phenology for, God, it's got a, we're working on our third decade, I'm sure. I must have started with her back in the 1990s sometime, and she has just been a trooper and gone over way beyond what I would have expected from any teacher, and has done a super job with her kids. She was a fifth grade teacher. She moved to second grade and she didn't let up, and the kids have just really come to shine when it comes to phenology. So let's give a listen to our first report this week and see if you don't agree.
This is Stella from Mrs. Magner's second grade class at Hill City Elementary School. Here is our phonology report for this week. We are seeing a lot of Canada geese flying overhead. We saw our first robin on March 21st. Miss Magner heard a cardinal singing by the school parking lot every day this week. Haley saw a gray fox in her yard. On Wednesday, we got some rain with a little bit of snow. Many of our driveways are pretty muddy right now. Lorelei noticed that there is open water near the shore on Hill Lake. The pussy willows in our classroom started producing pollen on March 25th. When you flick it with your finger, yellow dust goes everywhere. The leatherwood started flowering on March 26th. The red maple still is tight red buds on the ends of the branches. That's our report for this week. Work hard and be kind.
Thank you. We shall. A lot of interesting little subnotes in there. You know, Diana takes little cuttings from various plants, pussy willows, leatherwood, and maple, and puts them in the room. And you can do this at home if you like. Go out and cut a branch off one of your maple trees or whatever and put it in a little water, put it in the sun, and watch it, and you'll force it to bloom. And then you can look at the blossoms and you can get an idea of what's going to be happening very soon outside your door. And in this case, the pussy willows, and talking about the pollen, so they had a male pussy willow, you can force it. You can look at pussy willows, go out, cut some pussy willows now, put them in a little water and see if they don't develop to that stage where they either show the pollen or show the flowers of the female. So great report, great work that they're doing there.